grandfather.
You took everything from me, Pop.
Let bygones be bygones.
Resentment gets old. No one ever gets old?
Revenge.
No.
What's the matter, Pop? Missing something?
Three sleeping originals, four coffins.
Who is in the lockbox?
I think I know who can open the coffin, Stefan.
Who is this?
It's my mom.
I want to help you.
You have no magic, and I don't trust you.
Maybe you can help me get my magic back.
To break the Sire bond, you gotta make yourself turn.
Run!
Is he gonna make it?
Not on his own.
What is that?
Vampire blood.
Show me the coffins. What is the fault?
Not here.
I assume that means Klaus didn't get his coffins.
I was only able to get one of them out in time. A lot for him.
Probably a good choice.
So why don't we talk about this?
What did you do? Oh! Oh! Hi, John.
You look surprised to see me. So it wasn't you that removed the dagger from my chest.
You look like you could do with a drink. And we have a lot to discuss, so shall we?
You know, you have every right to be mad at me. But I kept my word. I reunited you with our family. Don't make me do this to you again, Elijah.
Use it. I dare you. You left Cole to deal with.
Michael is dead.
What did you say?
I killed him. With his own weapon. He's gone, Elijah, forever.
Why do our family remain in these coffins? Finn for over 900 years, Cole for over a century.
Because of Staff and Salvatore. He holds the one thing keeping me from freeing. There are things that you do not know about our past, Elijah, our mother's death. Things I never wanted you to know, but I'm ready to tell you now. I only ask that you remember the oath of loyalty you once swore to me. What are you doing?
Vitamins. You're hungover.
Yeah, sorry about that. It was a bit of a weird night.
I told you, you don't have to feel guilty about inviting Meredith over here.
I know, and I thank you for that. But I do feel a little guilty for whiskey down here at 2 in the a.m. Oh,
no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
Was she cool about it?
As soon as these aspirin kick in and I remember the conversation, I'll lay down.
Sheriff Forms, hi. Is everything okay?
This is an unconventional conversation we're about to have, so I hope you'll protect me on it.
Of course.
I assume you both heard our medical examiner was murdered the night of the Wickery Bridge fundraiser.
Yeah, Brian Walters, why?
We've been investigating. Someone drove this stake through his heart.
It's one of ours. I mean, this is one of the set from your parents' lake house.
That's why I'm here. I haven't told anyone, but forensics ran it for prints and found only one clean set. Yours.
What?
So you're the prime suspect, huh?
She doesn't think that I did it. She's just trying to find out why somebody used one of my family's weapons to kill a council member.
Well, why don't you just ask Rick if his dirty little doctor had access to the weapons?
You're on speakerphone, Dick.
I'm just saying.
Most suspects use the right one. Don't get so defensive.
Brian Walters was killed days ago.
All right, I didn't show Meredith this stuff until last night.
It wasn't Meredith.
But Brian Walters is Rick's boyfriend, and Rick saw them fighting that night.
It's not Meredith, okay? Refuse to believe that your luck would find it that tragic.
Who else knows about your secret little Slayer stash?
Doesn't.
Got weapons everywhere. Here, the school, my loft, your car.
It's Klaus. Has to be screwing with us.
What if it was Stefan? He was crazy that night. You know, he was trying to get underneath Klaus's skin. He was capable of pretty much anything.
Makes me nostalgic for the time when Stefan was a bunny snacking pacifist. Anyway,
gotta go. More later.
Hey, where are you?
Tea with an old friend.
Elijah. My favorite original, Back from the Dead.
Clean up nice.
You left something in my jacket pocket.
Oh, yeah. Dear Elijah, let's get together about the destruction of your brother. XO, XO.
Damon.
Is that right to indagger you, or are we going to have a problem?
I'm here. Let's talk.
Well, I'll start with an easy question. Any idea what kind of Klaus-killing weapon could be magically sealed in a mystery coffin?
Slow down!
Keep up, we don't have much time.
Sorry, Stefan, but I didn't have a choice.
It was a choice, Bonnie. You made it, now we have to live with it. I told Klaus where the coffins were, and he took them. All of them except this one.
That's the one that's sealed?
Yep. Fortunately, he seems to be the one he cares about most.
Aren't you coming inside?
Vampires can't get in. Damon has compelled a couple of Lockwood gardeners to bring the coffin in.
This is a bad idea.
Look, if you're really the key to opening up that coffin, I think it's a pretty safe bet you're on Klaus's hit list. So I suggest you hide out here and figure out a way to open the damn thing.
I told you, I don't have any powers.
And I don't believe you. Time's ticking. Won't be long before Klaus calls his hybrids to find that coffin and kill all of us. So dig deep, Abby Bennett. Scrape out whatever magic you have left.
What are you doing here?
Bonnie told me that you guys would be here. I need to talk to you.
Well, there's nothing to talk about. I'm just focused on getting this coffin open.
Did you kill the medical examiner?
Why would you think I did that?
Maybe because I don't know what you're capable of anymore.
I don't believe what you want, Elena.
I don't believe any of it, Stefan.
But you had to ask me anyway.
Stefan.
Did you ask Damon if he killed anybody lately?
Carolyn?
Yes. Dr. Fell, hi. Elena told me you helped out my dad.
I did. Do you think you can get him to be a little more grateful? He spent half the night threatening to get my medical license revoked for saving his life.
Yeah, my dad's a little set in his ways. He spent his whole life hating vampires. So
he's not psyched about it being vampire blood that healed him.
Yeah, he made that clear.
I'm sorry. My bedside manner sucks. I'm no sleep.
So can I take him home?
I signed his discharge papers late last night, just to shut him up.
Oh, I... Oh, he didn't call or anything.
That's gotta be hard. When your dad hates the one thing you can't change about yourself. I make it my business to know who the vampires are in this town. Medical curiosity. I don't bluff.
Yeah, we've had our ups and downs.
Tell your dad I said you're welcome.
Thanks.
That was fast.
Yeah, he's not here. He was already discharged.
And she seems perfectly nice, by the way. A little intense, maybe, but
I think it's sweet. You want to make sure Lark's not dating a total psycho.
He's my family. I have to look out for him.
What? I hear it.
Hear what?
My dad's phone.
Thank you.
has vampire blood in his system.
What? It was the only grimoire you kept.
It was the only one I needed. So, what is all of this?
Family history. About a mother who loved her children so much she couldn't bear the thought she might lose them. So she turned them into vampires. One of them is Klaus.
The one you're trying to kill with whatever's in that coffin?
There's nothing in here that's going to help us. I've seen most of these spells.
Moses, it's a spell I used to steal Michael in the tomb. I burned it, tried to get it out of my head. Didn't work, though. Wait. Do you see this?
It's a sealing spell.
We're trying to open something.
Not seal it shut.
No, right here, on the side. It's a blood knot. It means to bind it, you need two generations. A bloodline. Like two keys to a safety deposit box.
So, unbinding it would reverse the spell. Unseal it. If we did it together.
Get dressed. We're going out.
Yeah, sorry, not interested.
I didn't ask. Elijah and I have scheduled a very old-fashioned sit-down with you and Klaus.
I say go with the black. Makes you look all villainy. Klaus won't make a deal, Damon.
Didn't have to. All we're doing is buying a little time to give our wicked witches a chance to pop the top off the coffin.
So that's your plan, stall Klaus.
Well, if he hadn't gone postal on his hybrids, then maybe he'd have some options.
So you unleash an original to help him out.
Undaggering Elijah was smart, Stefan. You kidding me? After what Klaus did to him? He's in vengeance mode. It's perfect.
There's nothing smart about trusting Elijah, Damon. He screwed us over the last time he promised to help us kill Klaus.
Yeah, and the way you've been acting, I trust him about as much as I trust you.
Well, guess that goes both ways, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. This is about me kissing Elena. Just remember, if it wasn't for Klaus, you wouldn't have become such a dick and that kiss would have never happened. So get ready and get happy. We're going to negotiate a fake truce and I don't want your attitude screwing it up.
I compelled the nurse to stay out of this room. You'll be safe here.
Our wound is completely healed. I need something to eat.
Daddy, why don't you just come lay down and just relax?
I can't. I'm too wired and my pulse is racing. It's the effect of my body wanting to transition.
Well, maybe Dr. Fell can give you something.
She's done enough.
I called your mom.
Thanks. Mr. Forbes, did you see your attacker?
I didn't see anything. Tried to sneak out the back exit and someone came up from behind.
Look, we'll figure this out, but in the meantime, we need to get you some blood.
I'm not going to drink any blood.
You have to. You died with vampire blood in your system. If you don't feed and finish the transition into a vampire, then you'll die.
I understand how it works. And that's what I'm prepared to do. Now get me out of this hospital. I smell blood everywhere.
What are you doing?
Taking inventory.
You mean that I steal evidence from a crime scene? Yes.
You're right. It's a match. This is from a crawl space in the foyer, which means Meredith knew where it was.
That doesn't mean she stole it.
This is from the loft. These are from a duffel in Damon's car.
Identical to the one that killed Brian Walters.
Damon's car was at the Wickery Bridge fundraiser. So it was Meredith. And that was the night her ex-boyfriend, the medical examiner, was killed. The one who called her psycho.
She was trying to save Bill Forbes. Why would she turn around and try to kill him?
I don't know what to think either. No, but we'd be idiots to ignore all these facts.
So what do we do?
Get this to the police. You should probably be with Caroline.
I'm sorry, Rick. Please be careful.
Klaus. Our guests have arrived.
Damon. Stefan. Elijah tells me you seek an audience. Very bold. Let's discuss the terms of our agreement like civilized men, shall we?
The spirit of indulgence. I didn't come here to eat, Klaus.
In fact, I didn't want to come here at all. But I was told I had to, because you wouldn't hear us out. Well, we can sit and eat, or I can reach down your throat and pull out your insides. The choice is yours.
Thank you, love.
Lost your appetite.
Eat. I thought we agreed that we would leave the grumpy Stefan at home.
That's the spirit. Isn't this nice? Four of us dining together. Such a treat. Is this what you had in mind when you pulled the dagger out of my brother?
Well, I know I felt about you, so I figured the more, the merrier.
Well, Elijah and I have had our share of quarrels over the centuries, but we always make it through.
Kind of like you and Rebecca, right? Where is she, by the way? Last I checked, she was still daggered because you were afraid to face her.
If you're referring to the fact that Rebecca knows I killed our mother, I've already come clean to Elijah.
Hey, Steph, remember when you killed Dad? Mine went down on the judgmental dessert.
We're here to make a deal, Damon. Doesn't mean we need to kiss his ass for 7 courses.
I'm just saying we have a long evening ahead of us. Face yourself.
Did you hear back from Tyler yet?
No. And I've left messages for him everywhere.
So, does Alaric really think that Dr. Fell did it?
He doesn't know what to think.
What about you?
I wish the girl Alaric liked wasn't in the middle of all this. He deserves to be happy. But yeah, she looks guilty. That's why I told your mom.
My mom's in there sitting with my dad. And I don't think they've been in the same room this long since I was 10 years old. Is there any chance that Tyler did it?
What?
If Klaus was trying to mess with you, and he's sorry to Klaus, and yeah, I mean, he does everything that he's told.
No. No, I don't think Tyler did it.
I can't just let my father die. Yeah, I'm gonna force him to feed.
He doesn't want to, Caroline. The only thing your dad has is his choice.
I hated him so much for what he did to me. So much. Now all I want to do is save his life.
Oh, of course you do. He's your dad.
What was the hardest part for you when you lost your dad?
Realizing all the things that he wouldn't be there for. The things that, that you just need your dad for, you know?
Hey.
Stefan, where is the lovely Elena tonight?
I don't know. Ask Damon.
I'm sorry you missed so much. Trouble in paradise.
One more word about Elena and this dinner is over.
You know what? Probably best just to keep Elena in the do not discuss pile.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
It's just the allure of the Petrova doppelganger still so strong. What do you say, brother? Should we tell them about Tatya?
No, why should we discuss matters long since resolved?
Well, given their shared affection for both Elena and Katerina, I think our guests might be curious to learn about the originator of the Petrova line.
Well, we're not going anywhere, Elijah.
Please,
do tell.
When our family first settled here, there was a girl named Tatya. She was an exquisite beauty. Every boy of age desired to be her suitor, even though she'd had a child by another man, and none loved her more than Miklos.
No, I'd say there was one who loved her at least as much.
Wait a minute. So you both love the same girl?
Our mother was a very powerful witch. She sought to end our feud with Tatya, and so she took her. Klaus and I would later learn that it was Tatya's blood that we consumed in the wine on the night where our mother performed a spell which turned us into vampires. Tatya wouldn't make a decision between the two of us, so for a time, Niklas and I grew estranged. Harsh words were traded. We even came to blows, didn't we, brother?
But in the end, we recognized the sacred bond of family.
Family above all.
Family above all.
O masquisa opera, sigales in ransom, exiles in ransom.
You're not trying. We've been at this for over an hour.
The spirits are angry with me for leaving you. Maybe they didn't want me to have my powers again.
I had all those dreams for a reason. The spirits wanted me to find you because you're my mom. It's not them. It's you. You won't open yourself up to it. Do you know Dad never talked about you? Neither did Gramps. I had no memories of you. Do you know what I used to pretend? That you were dead. It was easier to do that than to wonder why you never came back for me.
There's no way I can tell you how sorry I am for what I did.
Yes, there is. You can help me. We're getting closer. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Along and discuss the terms of this proposal.
That's very simple.
Klaus gets his coffin back. In exchange, he and the original extended family leave Mystic Falls forever. Me, Stefan, and Elena live happily ever after. No grudges.
Deal sounds fair, brother.
I don't think you understand. Elena's doppelganger blood ensures that I will always have more hybrids to fight those that oppose me. I will never leave her behind.
Well, say I do leave her here, under your protection. What then?
How long before one of you turns her into a vampire?
Or worse, how long before she dies, caught between your feuding? You see,
each one of you truly believes that you're the one that can protect her. And that is simply a delusion. Gentlemen, the worst thing for Elena Gilbert is the two of you.
Let me get some air.
Let me deal with this.
All this talk has made me thirsty.
What do you say, Stefan?
Can I interest you in a laughter dinner drink?
He's rocking me home.
You doing okay? This has to bring up a lot for you.
We've all lost a lot.
It's this town. It's messed up, man. None of us should have to live this way.
That's weird.
Electricity must be off.
I think I have some candles over there.
What the hell?
What?
I'm gonna call 911.
Rick, look at me. Who did this to you?
I don't know.
Oh my god. There's a lot of blood, Matt.
I know, Elena. No. You have to kill me.
What?
Elena, you have to kill me.
Wait, Matt, hang up. He's right. If he dies a supernatural death, then he'll come back to life and he'll be healed.
Well, how do you know who did this supernatural?
That's what he's saying. We don't, but... I'm a doppelganger. That makes me supernatural.
Oh, wait, no, this is messed up.
He's lying, Matt.
Well, I guess the only reason you agreed to this evening, Klaus, is to drive a wedge between me and my brother.
I know you're doing that well enough on your own. Because with Lena, you're going to lose your brother, and you only have yourself to blame.
What do you say, Klaus? Time for you to put something on the table.
We've made our offer. Now you counter.
Okay. I offer a
Elena's future happiness. You see, what she needs right now is to be rid of you lot. And to fall in love with a human. Maybe that nice football player, you know, the blonde one.
That Donovan? Really?
Yeah, why not? They'll marry, live a long and fruitful life, and pop out a perfect family.
And continue the Petrova bloodline. Every few hundred years, you'll have a new doppelganger to drain and never run out of high-bred rank class.
Consider it a small return on my investment in her well-being. See, after you hand me back the coffin, I'll ensure her safety for the rest of her natural life. You know it's what's best for her. So, what do you say, Stefan? Do we have a deal?
What are you doing?
Keep him honest. And when you return, I will make good on my promise to you and I will hand over our family.
Hey.
Hey.
Your first day regionals.
Yep. I was afraid to join the squad. You talked me into it.
Nah, you had nothing to be afraid of. You're so much better than all those other crew.
How are you feeling?
I'm tired.
Can I get you anything? Do you want me to call Steven?
No, we haven't spoken in a while. Just call him when it's over and the dust has settled, would you?
I know that you think you made your choice, but you can't change your mind. You know, you are strong enough to handle being a vampire. I mean, you're the strongest person that I know.
You know, Caroline, my strength is all in my beliefs. Becoming a vampire is wrong. People aren't supposed to cheat death. That's just what I believe. Please respect that.
How can you hate who I am so much?
No, I don't hate you. I love you. You're strong. You're beautiful. You're good. And even after everything that's happened to you, you are exactly who your mother and I hoped you'd grow up to be.
Please don't leave me, Daddy. Please don't leave me. Please don't leave me.
Parents aren't supposed to outlive their children, Caroline. It's okay. This is life. This is what it means to be human.
Go ahead, kill me. I know you'll do it when he brings the coffin.
You really have given up, haven't you, huh?
Where's the fight? Where's the ripper?
Elijah, why haven't you left?
Well, where are your manners, brother?
We forgot dessert.
have you done? See, I've learned not to trust your vulgar promises, Klaus. We're doing this on my terms now.
Cold.
Long time, brother.
Fintan. Rebecca.
This is for our mother.
You're free to go. This is family business.
Lose them in our family.
Oh, you were right about Elijah. Daggering him was a smart move.
Wow. Actual acknowledgement of a job well done. You're going soft, Stephen.
So I guess I shouldn't thank you for saving me from Klaus?
Shut up. You don't get to thank me until I pay you back for all this time to save me.
Could have left me there. Klaus would have killed me, and you would have had Elaine all to yourself.
I didn't do that on your account.
Love her, Damon.
So do I.
I looked into it, Elena. Meredith Fell was called into surgery 6 hours ago. She's been in there ever since.
She has an alibi?
Iron tight, an operating room full of witnesses.
Then who could it be?
I don't know. But the attack on Alaric makes this the third member of the Founders Council, and we just cleared our only suspect.
Let's hope Big Witch and Little Witch got that coffin open.
She's gotta make this night worthwhile. She's still breathing.
Mama's still breathing, I can hear her.
Coffin's open.
Well, it's not gonna do us any good. Whatever's in it's gone.
I like what you've done with the new place, Nick.
I wanted it to be for all of us. A place we could all call home. A place we could all be a family. None of us would ever have to be alone again.
Well, you're right. None of us will be. You're staying behind.
We're leaving you, Nick. Right after I kill that doppelganger wench, then you will be alone. Always and forever.
If you run, I will hunt all of you down.
And then you'll become everything you hate.
Our father.
I'm the hybrid! I can't be killed! I have nothing to fear from any of you.
You will when we have that coffin.
know why I'm here? Niklaus, you are my son, and I am here to forgive you. I want us to be a family again.